Well, what about when men used to shave with straight razors? Those leather things they sharpened it on?
They call that a razor strop, and that's what they woke the kids up every morning so they wouldn't, when they didn't want to get out of bed. Okay. It made a lot of noise, but it didn't hurt.
Is that right?
See, it's a double strop.
Oh, yeah.
Now they call them strops. And so that call you to get out of bed 2-3 times, you didn't respond. You say, I'll get the razor strop back to you. Well, if he hits you with it, it didn't hurt, it just popped.
Yeah.
So they use that to sharpen, put an edge on the razor. Of course, they'd hone the razor, and then they'd use that to. Well, the barbers used that up until, well, they may use them yet, I don't know.
I can remember seeing things when I was, I guess, junior high school age.
I believe now that when you go down, when they go shave your neck, they have those things hanging on the chair.
Yeah.
What? The razor.
I haven't seen any recently though.
I think they've got one down at the local shop. And right now he's got. He uses a straight razor to shave your neck.
Yeah.
And they use clippers. That's kind of.
What would say if you were going hunting? You would load a shotgun with a shell, but what would you say you'd put in a rifle or a pistol?
We'd say, well, normally now they call it a shell, but it's cartridge.
Cartridge. Mm-hmm.
But, well, normally I think we'd say 22 shells. Some of the kids might call them 22 bullets or something like that, but then, of course, the shell carried the bullet. I haven't had any experience with guns in a long time. Mm-hmm.
I noticed there's some sort of gun museum around here.
Yeah, we've got a wonderful museum, gun museum here. And then we have a log cabin out here in the park, and they have cap and ball flintlock gun matches here twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
They attract people. I guess it's the next place to that one up in Indiana. They attract people all over the country here. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 day affair in the fall, and then mm-hmm. they have a spring shooting match.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting matches. I think they've got sheds for about 70 shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an attraction. Mm-hmm. I never participated in it. I've been up there.
Mm-hmm. When you were young, did you ever play on these things? Two children could get on it, one on one end, one on the
other.
Seesaw.
We call them seesaws, and then they had also. Timber that they'd cut off a tree, leave the stump up so high, and then they'd, in the center of this timber, they'd drill a hole and put a rod in there, and they'd push them around, and they'd call flying jet.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little person just set a stride on that, just like you would a seesaw.
Mm-hmm.
They'd whirl you around. Some
that
kids would get in there and push you around.
That what some people would call a merry-go-round?
Well, that wouldn't be a merry-go-round, but a merry-go-round, of course, they had, they call them picnic swings, that they had seats fixed on them, and it was pulled with a horse, like the horse would run a sugar mill to grind up the cane. They'd pull it with a horse, and they called that a picnic swing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then the merry-go-round came around with the carnivals when they first began to make their.
Well, have you ever heard of taking a board, a limber board, and anchoring it at both ends so that you can jump up and down on the middle of it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
No.
Well, what do you say that you do when you get up in the morning and go in the bathroom and straighten your hair with a comb and a...
I don't know.
What else? Well, what else might you use besides a comb? The thing with bristles, you know?
I just use a comb. I haven't got much hair left. I usually, of course, some of them brush their hair, mm-hmm. of course, but I